istighfar and to read some qiraat, read some Quran Sharif at his qabr. This hadith will explain why this is a good thing to do. That after the person has passed away, for about 20 to 30 minutes, ulama explained, because the explanation comes the time it takes to slaughter a camel and then to distribute the meat, time that a person should stand around the qabr. Because this, what he does is creates a little bit of comfort to the mayyit that's there. He's there all alone in a new place by people standing around and making dua, making istighfar, reading Quran. This creates some comfort for the dead person in the qabr. And that time is the time when the questioning is taking place. From this hadith, as we'll go, we'll see that it is a good thing, especially for the close, those that are very close to the person, the family, etc., is not to rush away immediately after the burial. Stand there for some time, read some Quran, make some istighfar, make individual dua, 20 minutes, and make a lot of dua for the person. So whatever a person can do at that time, to try and comfort the person that has just been buried. And Abi Amr, waqila Abu Abdullah, waqila Abu Layla, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا فرغ من دفن الميت وقف عليهم عن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه is mentioned from Hazrat Uthman رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would finish burying a person وقف عليه he would remain there for a while وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said استغفروا لأخيكم seek استغفار seek forgiveness for your brother وَسَلُوا لَهُ التَّثْبِيتَ and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for firmness for him. At this time, he has to remain very firm because this is the time of the questioning that is taking place. And unlike any type of examination that the person had before in the world, any type of questioning that he may have went through, any type of interrogation he may have experienced, this is something else. So therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him firm at that time. فَإِنَّهُ الْآنْ يُسْأَلْ because verily at this moment now, he is being questioned. Your brother is being questioned at this moment. So therefore you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak keep him firm. So therefore one of the duas to read at that time after the burial is Allahumma sabbithu bil qawli sabit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this person firm bil qawli sabit. Qawli sabit is with the kalima tayyiba. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the barakat of this kalima to keep this person firm at this moment. Because this is not a very, very easy session. Obviously, with a good person, was a very good person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. But this person is getting that type of comfort from these people that are making this dua for him. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling Sahaba, at these moments, make the dua for this person. Read this dua, make istighfar, and at the same time, read some qiraat. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi, he would say that if the whole Quran could be read, it would be nice. It doesn't mean now it's somebody mistake of Quran Sharif and start distributing it there. What it means, family that knows Quran, people that know Quran and they are around there at that moment, if they read Quran, it helps the person a lot. Istighfar helps and making dua for the firmness for this person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him firm. And this is one dua that they explain, Allahumma thabbithu bil qawli thabit. When Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu qal, إِذَا دَفَنْتُمُونِي Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he is giving advice to the people. He said that when you people bury me, فَأَقِيمُوا حَوْلَ قَبْرِي قَدْرَ مَا تَتَنَحْنَ قَبْلَ مَا قَدْرَ مَا تُنْحَرُ جَزُورًا Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said that when you people bury me, then you people wait around to the extent that a camel is slaughtered وَيُقَسَّمُ لَحْمُهَا and its meat is distributed حَتَّى أَسْتَأْنِسَ بِكُمْ so that I can get some comfort by you. I can feel some comfort, I can feel some association. You people are still around, you haven't left me, so stay around for this period, the period that a camel can be slaughtered and its meat can be distributed. وَأَعْلَمَ مَاذَا أُرَاجِعُ بِهِ رُسُلَ رَبِّي And I also would know, I'll get help, I'll get assistance in giving the answers to those messengers that have been sent down, Munkar and Nakir have now come down. I will feel comforted, I'll have strength now to answer them because you people are making dua for me. رواه مسلم قال الشافعي ويستحب أن يقرأ عنده شيء من القرآن Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi said it is mustahab that some parts of the Quran be read for this person. وَإِنْ خَتَمُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِنْدَهُ كَانَ حَسَنًا It will be good, it will be nice if the whole Quran Sharif also can be read for this person. So these are the moments that a person is there in the qabr all alone. A person should regularly think that one day I'm going to go in the qabr, I'm going to be there all alone. And ulama explained it's a good thing that every night before he sleeps, he just ponders for a few minutes. He makes his muraqabah. One day I'm going to be in the qabr, I'm going to be all alone. There will be people there that will take me, family, and then they will be gone. So person now is focusing and is thinking about that day that will come when he'll be in the qabr. It will help him to prepare. It mustn't be such that a person just passes away with such a shock and he doesn't know what happened. He then goes to the qabr. One incident came to mind. This ayat of the Quran we read this morning, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused us to pass away amongst the pious people. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ caused us to pass away amongst the pious people. In Mina, our Ustad told us this, that once they were there in Mina, and what would happen was Mawlana Abrarul Haq, a very, very great alim, and he would often go to visit Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah. The pious people in Mina, you would see that if anybody goes to Hajj, you'll find that they like to benefit from each other's company. So despite the maqam and the seniority, they would make it a point of going and visiting. So he said he came to visit Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, and he was on his way back, Mawlana Abrarul Haq was on his way back to his camp. So he said, as students there, we joined Mawlana Abrarul Haq and we came to his camp. When we came to his camp, we just were sitting for a little while with him. So Mawlana Abrarul Haq, Rahmatullah Ali, he put his head on one side of the pillow to have a rest. So he put his head down to sleep. And he said, after a short while, one person looking like a Syrian or an Iraqi person, that type of features he had, he came and he crawled. He crawled and he came and he put his head on the other side of Mawlana Abrarul Haq's pillow. So Mawlana Abrarul Haq was sleeping on one side, he came and he put his head on the other side. And he said, in a few moments, this person just passed away. He says, when I read this dua, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused me to pass away with the abrar. Maybe this person made the dua, Allah Pak caused him to pass away right there by Mawlana Abrarul Haq. So this thing, that desire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I go, it must be such that I go in good places, I go with good people, I go at good moments, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my journey in that qabr good and make that journey in my qabr easy. Cause good people to be around my qabr at that time, and oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to be with good people in general. This was the desire of Sahaba. That's why when they were Nabi alayhi salatu, what you want, and what was the thing that was pleasing most to them, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the desire that we have in our heart is to be with you in Jannah. That is the thing we want to be with you in Jannah. This was their desire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we all have the desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it very possible, very easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if to just follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life, and then we make this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a reality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.